probing the inner circumgalactic medium and quasar illumination around the reddest back quote extremely red quasar, ERQ, by Mary Wingi Lau et al. Dusty quasars might be in a young stage of galaxy evolution with prominent quasar feedback. We study a population of luminous, extremely red quasars at redshifts Z approximately 2.4 that has a suite of extreme spectral properties that may all be related to exceptionally powerful quasar-driven outflows. We present KEK, KCWI observations of the reddest known ERQ, at Z equals 2.3184, with an extremely fast, OIII, lambda 5007 outflow at approximately 6000 km S1. The Lie alpha halo spans approximately 100 kiloparsec. The halo is kinematically quiet, with velocity dispersion approximately 300 km S1 and no broadening above the dark matter circular velocity down to the spatial resolution approximately 6 kiloparsec from the quasar. We detect spatially resolved HII lambda 1640 and CIV lambda 1549 emissions with kinematics similar to the Lie alpha halo and a narrow component in the OIII, lambda 5007. Quasar reddening acts as a coronagraph allowing views of the innermost halo. A narrow Lie alpha spike in the quasar spectrum is inner halo emission, confirming the broad CIV lambda 1549 in the unresolved quasar is blue-shifted by 2,242 km S1 relative to the halo frame. We propose the inner halo is dominated by past, moderate speed outflow and the outer halo dominated by inflow. The high central concentration of the surface brightness and the circularly symmetric morphology of the inner halo are consistent with the ERQ being young. The HII lambda 1640, Lie alpha ratio of the inner halo and the asymmetry level of the overall halo are dissimilar to type 2 quasars, implying central ionizing photons can escape along the line of sight. While quasar dominates the ionization, we find no evidence of mechanical quasar feedback on circumgalactic scales. This was probing the inner circumgalactic medium and quasar illumination around the reddest back quote extremely red quasar, ERQ, by Mary Wingi Lau et al.